We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 50th chapter, Mizmor L'Asaf. The following song of praise was composed by Asaf, one of the children of Korach, who is called Avi Asaf in other places. He said the following: El Elohim Adonai Diber Vayikra Haaretz Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o. Hashem, Kel Elokim. So, El over here could be interpreted as the potent one. It could also be interpreted as connected to Kel Elokim, the potent of all potent ones. And the difference is remarkable. Because according to the first interpretation, the word El is not speaking about Hashem. It's not holy. It means potent. Elohim is holy. According to the second interpretation, the first word is holy and the second word isn't. The first word is Kel. Hashem is the potent Elohim of all potent ones, which is a reference to all potent beings, so it's not holy. So it's you have this these two interpretations that are... Yeah. Potent, powerful, strong. So Hashem, who is the strongest of the strong, strong above all angels, above all forces, Diber, Hashem spoke, Vayikra Aretz, he called out to the inhabitants of the land. Very often the word Eretz refers to those who live on the Eretz. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o. He calls out to the inhabitants of the land throughout the planet, from the east to the west, from where the sun rises to where the sun sets. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is Hashem said and declared the world should be created. Vayikra Aretz is not referring to the humanity that lives on the ground, but rather he declared there should be earth from where the sun rises to where the sun sets. Meaning that according to the interpretation of the Targum, it's going back on creation. Asaf is saying, look at how Hashem declared there should be a planet Earth from the far east to the far west. Mitzion michlal yofi, Elohim mofia. Hashem appeared, he's shown from Zion, which is the essence of beauty. Michlal means the encompassing of beauty, just like the word kala means one who is all encompassing. So, mitzion michlal yofi Elohim ofia, and according to the Targum, it means Hashem created the world starting with Zion. Mitzion michlal yofi, from Zion, that encompasses all of beauty, Elohim ofia, Hashem's beauty appears as He creates the world, and this is in line with our tradition that the creation of the world began from Zion and then expanded. Yavo Eloheinu ve'al yecherash, Eish lefanav tochel usvivav nisara meod. Yavo Elokeinu ve'al yecherash. According to the first interpretation, Asaf is saying, God, I want to see you active in the world. I don't want you silent. Look at what they're doing to us. Look at how they're killing innocent people. Yavo Elokeinu, I want to see our God coming onto the scene. Ve'al yecherash, and not to be silent. Esh lefanav tochel, I know Hashem is so strong that fire burns before Him. Usvivav nisara me'od. And all around Him, there are great tornadoes. I know Hashem is mighty, but I want Him to appear. According to the Targum, it's a reference to what the Tzaddikim will say on that great judgment day. They will say, let Hashem appear and not be silent. Now Hashem appear and bring justice as You are so powerful, etc.
What does it mean by appear?
Appear means that...
I mean, Hashem, we cannot see Hashem. Hashem is not a corporeal being, so how can we... What does it mean by appear? Like, if a tornado comes by, then we say, oh, that must be Hashem, but then Hashem also takes a form. what does it mean by?
I think what it means is Hashem should take action, fight off the enemies, meaning however he wants to do it, but look at how they're plundering our people. Hashem, we want you to avenge. Yikra el ha-shamayim me'al. Hashem should call to the heavens above, ve'el ha'aretz ladin amo, and to the earth to judge on behalf of his nation. And the word ladin, Rashi tells us in numerous places, ladin could mean to judge. Ladin, the word din could also mean to avenge, to take revenge. So over here it means Hashem should take revenge on behalf of his nation. And this pasuk is another pasuk, like the pasuk in Daniel, that indicates that Hashem first takes care of the celestial beings, the angels that represent the nations, and afterwards deals with the nations below. Meaning, Daniel describes that there was going to be a great war, and first Daniel saw how the angels won in this war, how the angels fought it out, and the angel representing one nation defeated the angel representing the other nation. And then right after that, you have the war between the nations down below where one nation defeats the other. So the verses in Daniel and this verse as well indicate this concept that whatever happens down below, any war that takes place here, first has a prelude up above. There's first they fight it out up above, and after that's been decided, then they fight it down below. We have an unusual circumstance in last week's parsha where Yaakov takes on Esav's angel, and Yaakov wins, and then and that's representative of what's about to happen. The Targum over here is fascinating. The Targum says Hashem calls up to the angels above, and the Targum uses an interesting word for angel. The Targum says le angele. Never saw that before.
No.
Like angel. No. Le angele miroma, like to the angels above. And to the tzaddikim on the earth. To stretch out the justice against the nations. Isfuli chasidai korete veriti alei zavach. Hashem says, gather my righteous ones. Gather the ones who accepted the Torah with the covenant and with the sacrifice. Koretei v'riti, they've accepted my covenant, my Torah, le'zavach, together with the sacrifices. That's one understanding here. Isfuli chasidai, when Hashem comes to judge on behalf of his nation, Hashem will say, bring me my righteous ones, bring me my pious ones, the ones who I cut a covenant with. Kotei v'riti alei zavach. The Targum learns over here that kotei v'riti alei zavach means those who kept my Torah and those who did the exchange for sacrifices. Alei zavach, he learns, means the exchange for sacrifices, which is a reference to the prayer. We have the verses in Treyasar say that the prayer is now instead of the sacrifices. And so Hashem says, gather my righteous ones who have maintained my covenant, meaning they've kept my Torah, and they have done what they should in place of the sacrifices, they have maintained their prayer to me. Vayagidu shamayim tzidkom. And then the angels above, they will declare his righteousness. Ki Elohim Shofetu Sela. They will declare, look, Hashem is the eternal judge. The Asaf is saying, Asaf says, Hashem, come and judge. And if you judge, so then the world will know. Even the angels will declare that you are the eternal judge. And this idea of the eternal judge is really an allusion to our issue, meaning what's our issue? Well, why is Asaf complaining? Because we're suffering. And we keep waiting. Every year we say it. We say it on Pesach. We say it on Rosh Hashanah. We say it on Yom Kippur. We keep waiting. Shvoch ha-matcha el ha-goyim. We say, V'yedah kol po'la ki'atah fe'alto. ייתקע בשופר גדול. We're waiting. ותחזנה עינינו שובך לציון. השיב השופטנו כבראשונה. We're continuously praying and waiting. Asaph over here is subtly answering that question. He says, Hashem is the eternal judge. Meaning, ordinarily, if you have a king and he sees something wrong, so he has to deal with it right away, because who knows what will happen tomorrow. Maybe he'll be busy, maybe he'll die. Hashem doesn't have any of those worries. Hashem is Shofet Hu Sela. He's the judge forever. So Hashem, so to speak, has all the time in the world. And in that, Asaph is saying, Hashem, we're waiting. We want you to come to the scene. We want you to interfere. And then the angels too will declare how righteous you are. You're the eternal judge, and so to speak, he's saying, and so we understand you wanted to wait, maybe to give him a chance to repent, or for whatever reason you have, but you ultimately do judge them. Shima ami v'adabeira Yisrael v'aidabach Elohim Elohecha Anochi. He turns to the nation and says, listen, Israel, I want to talk to you. I want to warn you. I am your God. You better listen. And I'm not coming to rebuke you for not giving me sacrifices. It's not that I always want your Ola sacrifice, that I always want your sacrifices. That's not what I want. I haven't asked you to come and take an expensive animal to take a cow and sacrifice it. I never asked you to go to your corral and take a lot of sheep or male goats. No. Kili chol chai toyar behemot beharere alef. God says, I control all the wild animals. I have all the animals in the forest. I have all the animals on thousands of mountaintops. I can have whatever I want. I don't need you. Yadati kolof harim viziz sadai imadi. I know all the animals on every mountaintop. And I know ziz, Hashem says, I know every moving creature. Viziz shak sadai, and all the moving creatures on all my fields. Imadi, I know exactly what's where. So I don't need you. You think I need your sacrifices? I never asked you for them. I don't need them. That's not what I'm talking to you about. God says, guess what? If I'm hungry, I'm not telling you, because I have everything, so you're not going to give me anything. I have everything I need. So if I'm hungry, so to speak, if I need anything, you're not the one that's going to give me what I need. You're not the one I'm turning to if I'm hungry. God says, do you really think I need the flesh of strong animals? Do you really think that I'm drinking the blood of these goats that you sacrifice? Do I care if you sacrifice? You really think that's what it's all about? Zevach le'elohim todah v'shalem le'elyon nidarecha. Hashem says, you want to know what my sacrifices are? Todah. What does todah mean? From the word vidui. You want to sacrifice? Go repent. Zvach le'elokim, you want to sacrifice before Hashem, todah, then the sacrifice to do is to repent. Repent, become a better person, that's what I want. V'shalem le'elyon nedarecha, and pay up on your promises. If you promised Hashem something, do what you promised. I'm not asking you for promises. I'm asking you to be a good person. You know what I want? I don't need your meat. I don't need your blood. I don't need your sacrifices. I need you to be a good human being. Ukra'eni, b'yom tzara'a, and when you do that, then if you call me when you're in trouble, I'll take you out. And you, after you'll be saved, tchabedeni, you'll honor me. Before we continue, so you see the duality. Asaph begins with claims to Hashem. He says, Hashem, we want you involved. We want you to help us. And Hashem answers and says, okay, listen, I'll tell you what I want. You came and asked me what you want. I'll tell you what I want. What I want is not your sacrifices. It's not the external. Very often people ask for a segula, for an amulet. God doesn't want amulets. It's not about pushing on an ATM machine and money comes out. Hashem says, you want the good life? I want it too. I want to give it to you. but you have to, here's what I do want. I want you to be good people. Vilarasha Amar Elohim. Hashem turns to the wicked one. Who is the wicked one? So the simple reading of the pasuk, it's the person who is unrelenting. The person who says, I will not repent. I'm not turning back. This is the way I am. So Hashem says, so you bring me sacrifices, and at the same time, you're not living up to my laws. So what do I tell you? Malecha lisaper chukahai. What are you talking about my Torah for? Vatisa viriti aleficha. And how come you talk about my covenant, you talk my Torah, but it's all lip service? Where's your heart? Why are you talking my Torah? Why are you bringing me sacrifices? That's not what I want. You want to know what I want? I told you what I want. Ve'ata saneta musar. Deep down inside, you don't want to change. And you're not willing to restrain yourself. The word musar means self-control. You're not willing to control your desires. Ve'atashlech devarai acharecha. And you threw my words behind your back. You're not interested. Im ra'ita ganav v'tiretz imo. You see a thief, you want to join him. You hear there's a good scam, you want in. V'im menafim chelkecha. You choose your lot with those that commit adultery. Picha shalachta v'ra'a. You speak in a way that I say is evil. Ulshonecha tatzmid mirma. You let your tongue connect with deceit. Teshev be'achicha tedaber beveni mecha titendofi. And when you sit with people, you speak badly, even about your own brother, even about you, the son of your mother. Meaning, you'll tell me your brother from your father. Who knows who your father is? You're such a filthy guy. You'll say, how do I know he's my brother? Fine. But your mother's son, you know he's your brother. You share a mother, that you do know. And nonetheless, you're willing to talk bad about him too. And they notice how the psukim are developing the theme. What is the wicked person? Hashem says, the root of it all is he is unrelenting. He's not willing to look at himself. He's not willing to have constraint. He's not willing to take charge to become a better person. And from there it evolves. Hashem says, I don't need you talking my Torah. What type of behavior? You're connected to thieves, to adulterers, to people who speak evil, deceit. Even your own brother you speak against. Eile asita v'hecherashti. You did all of that, and I was silent. I don't punish right away, Hashem says. Dimita. So what did you think? Heyot eyecha mocha. You thought I'm just like you. Ochichacha v'ercha le'enecha. But I'm going to prove it to you. And I'm going to spread out your actions before you, and I will pay you back one by one. There is a world to come, and there will be a judgment day. And then you're going to see that I kept an accounting of everything you did. Binunazot shocheche Eloha. And so Asaf turns to us, and he says, take note of all this. Take note that Hashem is keeping an accounting. Penetrof ve'en matzil. Because ultimately Hashem says, when I attack, no one's going to save you. And there's no tshuva in the world to come. Zoveach todah yechabedanini. Who honors me? It's the one who brings a todah. It's the one who atones. It's the one who repents. That's the honor I want. Visam derech arenu beyesha Elohim. Visam derech, he who establishes a path. And that's one of the main things in life. Setting a path. Very often we tell ourselves, I want to be there. Did you ever ask yourself, how are you going to get there? I want to be a tzaddik. I want to be Talmud Chacham. I want to finish Shas. I want to finish Tanakh. You have a million goals. Well, what's the path that's going to get you there? V'sam derech. That's one of the keys. Setting the path. Al-enu, Hashem says, if you set the path, then I will help you succeed, and I will show you the salvation of Hashem. And this is one of the things a person has to take time to think about. It's not only about living a Torah lifestyle, it's also about setting certain aspirations and figuring out how you're going to get there. So what do we see here? Asaf began by saying, Hashem, who is most potent, you spoke to all of earth, you established all of earth, and you shone from Zion. And now we turn to you and say, as we're not in Zion, but we're suffering, we want you to appear and avenge our suffering. Hashem says, gather my righteous, and let the heavens attest to their righteousness. And now let me tell them, you're going to see that I ultimately judge, and I will judge your enemies. But I want to tell you, when that judgment day comes, I want you prepared. So here's your responsibility. I am the one that controls the world. And I'm not about to rebuke you about your sacrifices. I don't care about the animals. I know all the animals in the world. You're not going to feed me. If I'm hungry, you have nothing to offer me. What I'm interested in is you becoming moral people. Then you'll see, if you call me at a time of need, I'll be there, I'll save you, and you in turn will honor me. In contradistinction, the wicked one, Hashem turns to and says, I'm not interested in you talking my Torah. You're not interested in having self-control. You put your desires before mine, and you live an immoral life. I've been silent, and you thought I must be like you. And you hear people talking that way. Very often people say, you know, when God brings me to judgment day, I'm going to tell him. You never heard that? Okay, I've heard it many times. People think it's very funny that they have all kinds of things they're going to say. Hashem says, oh no, I'm going to spread out all your actions before you and I'll take you to task. And you should know that when I attack, there's no one that's going to save you. The way you honor me is by maintaining a good path, by fixing what you've done wrong. Those who set themselves a good path in life will be the ones that will ultimately make it to the end.